Good morning with Brookings Radio News. I'm Perry Miller. A Brookings man is injured in a Monday evening accident just south of Oakwood Lakes. It happened shortly before 8 p.m. Brookings County Assistant Sheriff Scott Sebring says a pickup driven by 21-year-old Damon Becker was eastbound on 204th Street when an unknown westbound vehicle believed to be a Chevy Avalanche drove into his lane of traffic. Becker swerved to avoid the collision, went into the south ditch and into a body of water. Damon taken to the Brookings Hospital by Brookings ambulance with unknown injuries. The other vehicle never stopped. Sheriff's office is investigating. Governor Kristi Noem says the storms that hit South Dakota this year are the largest natural disaster the state has ever seen. Noem says that starting with the bomb cyclone pummeling South Dakota with snow in March, followed by rain every few weeks, the state has experienced a slow-rolling natural disaster of epic proportions. Disasters have been declared in 58 of the state's 66 counties. There are two more federal disaster requests awaiting approval from President Trump. There's been record flooding on many rivers in eastern and southern South Dakota following storms that dropped anywhere from 3 to 11 inches of rain last week. Mike Gillespie, hydrologist at the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, says it's part of a stubborn trend.
Just a continuation of the very wet pattern that we've seen for the last, well, couple of years now we're looking at. You know, just how wet it's been from mid to late winter on through the spring and summer. You know, overall, we are looking at record or near record amounts of precipitation over the last 8 to 12 months in most areas of southeastern South Dakota.
And Gillespie says it looks like the wet ground conditions will carry over into next year.
Everything's just kind of compounding. Unfortunately, it's setting the stage for we're going to be heading through the fall with very wet conditions again now, and we'll have to see how things progress as we get into early winter.
A bit of good news, forecast into early October now call for above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. That's news.